And I feel like I'm a Joshua here. And I believe that I'm here to help you to get into the more than enough land. I believe I am here on this broadcast and in this city to help you to get your faith to that level that you go all over Alexandria and Pineville and Natchez, Mississippi, Lafayette, Louisiana, and you begin to tell people, God is my El Shaddai. God is my Jehovah Jireh. God is my Jehovah Rapha. God is my Jehovah Nissi. I believe with all of my heart, soul, and mind that life is going to get better for you. And your better starts today. James Broadnax said it again. I said your better starts today. Now, I want you to get to that telephone. We're going to pray today. You that have money tied up, maybe with Social Security, maybe a pending lawsuit from a car wreck, but seem as though things are just being dragged out. Maybe it's a doctor's report, and he's trying to tell you that, you know, you're going to have to go on dialysis, you know, but I'm here to tell you the devil is a liar. And whatever it is, I believe that prayer can solve your problem. I believe that prayer can heal your body. I believe that prayer can release the financial miracle that you need in your life. And I believe God can do it today. Your better starts today. Now, if you're ready for better, I want you to call me. Every person that's ready for better, I want you to call me. Because after I pray, you're going to know better days are ahead. Call me now at 318-466-2001. I gotta go, but I'm by the telephone and I'm waiting on your call.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Providence Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road, here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
Rejoice and be glad in it. The scripture for today is coming from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, and it says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." The topic for discussion is God is doing a new thing. Before we talk about this new thing that God is doing, let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. Isaiah always starts out by saying, "Thus saith the Lord," that what he's about to say is coming from God. Isaiah was speaking to Israel and to us today. Verse 18 says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old." Now, Isaiah placed emphasis upon the word "remember" in regard to what kept Israel going was the fact that they remember how God delivered them out of Egypt. But God, through Isaiah, reminded Israel of all the great things he had done for their fathers. When he brought them out of Egypt, how he made a way in the sea, how Pharaoh's chariots and horses along with the Egyptian died in the bottom of the sea, which was the first Exodus. But in this new and second Exodus, God is doing a new work. That's why God said, I am doing a new thing. Now, in this new thing, God promised to do yet greater things for us than he had done in the days of old. Now, there is still a third and more glorious exodus that will take place when Jesus Christ returned to regather his people and establish his millennium reign on earth. Amen? That's why verse 18 says, remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. No need to recall them, the past. No need to think or talk about what has already happened, because it was only for a foreshadow of what was coming. Amen. The past was only meant to be a guidepost and not a hitching post. Sometimes we can just stay there too long, and then we get complacent in what God is trying to get us to. Amen? So as believers, we need to be aware of our rich historical past, yet at the same time, to be sensitive to what God is doing right now. Because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is breaking through and doing a new thing. Although we know the former mercies must not be forgotten, but in order that we don't forget it, it keeps us from repeating what we had been through, because there's always fresh mercies, hallelujah, that always should be embraced, amen? Now, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun, that God in his time sent his Holy Spirit to meet man in his greatest crisis. Now, we know today that we had crisis all going around everywhere today. And God now is intervening in those crises. But the crisis is not so much about man, but it's everything about God, because this is God's set time. We got to know when there is God's set time, because when God's set time, God going to step in and do what he already had told us that he would do. Amen? And so this set time and concern Jesus Christ ushering in the kingdom, his kingdom. And so that's what all this time about. We can say everything that's going on, well, we don't know why, but God got a set time, and this is his set time. And look how he did it. He did it by the nature, by the change of the nature. Amen? So in this first thing God is doing, the first thing he said, for the people to prepare for it by repentance and by faith. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen. So this new thing that God is doing is only for those who repent. Isaiah 43 verse 19 starts out with the word behold, meaning to get your attention. Now the attention is directed to the nation that the King of glory, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord, is doing something new that eyes have not heard, that eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard, all that he prepared for his people. That Jesus in this season is bringing to pass the Jews and Gentile together, not just the Jews and Gentile, but every race together, preparing them for his return. Amen. So here it is. This new thing also will be the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on all people who want to receive it. Now let's look at three things in verse 19 about this new thing. First, it shall spring forth. That's why the word behold brings us to this springing forth, getting our attention on what is about to happen. We don't know where it came from, how it got started, but one thing we do know, that it started with COVID-19, which changed everything. Everybody was blaming everybody else. Some say it came from China, some say Europe, but never ask the question, Lord, what part did I play in this? God had been warning his people way before the virus came about repenting, turning from your wicked ways and turning to him. But instead of listening to God, they just kept on doing the same thing that they've been doing. So now when this virus spring forth, we were at a loss and didn't know what to do. Churches, schools, workplace, everything was closed down. No one had an answer. And the Lord asks also in verse 19 saying, should you not know it? Meaning you didn't know or see this coming? Of course not. We didn't take heed to it because we were doing our own business instead of taking care of God's business. And so we were still playing church instead of being the church, too busy for prayer service so we can hear from what God is saying, too busy to meditate on God's word for him to speak to us, and too busy to praise him from whom all our blessings come from. But there is one thing that we were not too busy to do, and that was keeping up with the traditions. So here we are now. Things that we thought was important, not important at all. The only thing God looked at us as being the most important thing is that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, which the Lord has given us right now. This is a time that we can spend more time with God, with our family, with people that, you know, that we can get closer with God. And he put us in isolation so that this can happen. And some still not doing it. Some have even stopped praising and worshiping God. And this is the time that we need to do it right now. And so the Lord said that this new thing will be different from that of Israel. Their deliverance was made in the sea and the mighty waters. But our deliverance, the Gentiles, is to be made in the wilderness. Now, the wilderness is a place you travel through. You don't stay there. So don't get relaxed, because if you get relaxed, then you will miss out on this shift. Amen? The wilderness is also a place of testing, a place where the Lord refined us, not like silver in literal fire, but in the furnace of affliction. It is a place of sickness, death, disease, troubles. All the cares of life is in this wilderness. And it's also a weary journey. But we ought to go through it as good soldiers, because God said we keep our mind on him and his promises, he will bring us through. Amen? So the wilderness experience is also like the pillar of cloud and fire in the Old Testament was to the Israelite, which was the assurance that God was with us, that he said he would never leave us or forsake us. Now, the third thing in verse 19, the Lord say, there will be rivers in the desert, meaning these rivers in the deserts is through rivers of grace, rivers of living water, which the Lord speak of his Holy Spirit in John 7, 38 through 39, that says, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink, and he will never be thirst again. Because it is a continual flow of his spirit. The Lord also said in this new thing, I, the Lord, will make new promises. I, the Lord, will restore new favors. Old Testament blessings had abundance. But now, said the Lord, I declare New Testament blessings, not a fruitful country and not dominion over your neighbors, but spiritual blessings in heavenly things. Finally, the Lord said, this is what I'm doing. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, it says that it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Let us know that everything from now to the end of the world, God is going to deal with us in the spirit realm. That's the reason why the word of God say worship be in spirit and in truth. This is a time, saints, that we have to worship God, not from how we think we feel, but in the spirit realm of it, that we can hear from God, that we can pray to God, that we can talk to God. Amen. So as I come to a close in this session of God is doing a new thing, the Lord said this new thing is for his remnant who remain faithful to him, those that repent of those sins, those that was obedient and faithful to everything that he had told them to do. And As I come to a close to it, I just want to say that I thank God for this opportunity to be on here to tell the nation what thus say the Lord. And I give glory and honor to God for his goodness and his mercy.